Hey there, Rebecca Osteen here. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of my audio podcast. For more content and resources, check out RebeccaOsteen.com. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
You
sure. Again, my name is Tasha Brown, and I'm one of the assistant coaches at the University of Cincinnati for the women's basketball team, UC. And actually, four of my players are right there in the center. They came today, so I'm like loving that. Okay. First of all, good morning, and it's definitely a blessing to be able to be here before you. It's a great honor to be able to speak before you today. When Grace asked me, and I agreed, afterwards she told me, you got 2 minutes. And I said, you're giving the coach the mic for 2 minutes? And I said, well, we're in the house of the Lord, so this is a place of miracles. We can make it happen. So 2 minutes, I'm going to get on with it. But, you know, I've been given a great assignment and a responsibility. I've been coaching for 20 years, and more than anything for me, it's being entrusted with the lives, with the spirits, with the mental capacities of our players, and really just speaking life to them, doing a lot of things behind the scenes, praying for them, being an example for them. So even more than the wins and even the losses, it's my responsibility to make sure that I'm being an example for them and asking to be an example for them as I follow Christ, that they'll follow me. And one of the things that since I've been here and I got an opportunity to know about Siobhan and Pastor Brian before they even arrived through another colleague was that there was going to be a church established, and they came to a practice, and it's been, ever since then, it's been a love affair. I've been at Bethel, Cincinnati, and after some searching before they got here, I knew this was the place for me. And one of the reasons were they pour so much into me, they pour so much into the community as well as on campus, and it's a place where I knew I'd be held accountable. If I don't show up on Sunday, I know I'm going to see them on Monday, Tuesday, and possibly Wednesday, figuring out where I am. So I love how they love on me, and I appreciate that. The other thing that I think is very unique is more than any other place, and again, I've been coaching for 20 years, is the presence that they've had on the campus. Every Nation Ministries has been on campus. Pastor Brian is on campus. They're on campus all the time. Grace, we got Rebecca, and their presence is felt there. We coach, and we are entrusted with kids between the ages of 17 and 22. They come to us with more freedom than they've ever had. And we are right now being an example for a generation who's the most powerful generation to this time. They have access. They've been taught to question authority. They've been taught to stand on their own. They've been taught to be strong. They've been taught to make decisions. But one of the things that I've recognized about teens at this age is that they don't know how to make decisions. They don't know who they are. And so when the suicide rate has jumped 3 times since 1950, when a poll in last year, when 44% of the teens at that age group are experiencing depression, when all those things are happening, it concerns me that they don't often know how to make decisions because they're struggling with who they are. They're getting their worth from social media. They're getting their information from their peers who are struggling the same way that they are struggling. And so one of the things that I am so thankful for with this ministry is that they're on campus and they're able to answer some of those questions. As a coach, I'm limited with some of the things that I can do. But when we have people on campus that they can talk to and get the right answers from and receive prayer from, then they're going to be able to make better decisions and not just reach for each other and make the wrong decisions. Just a quick example. Last week, I read a story about a young man who stabbed his girlfriend and stabbed the boyfriend that she was dating now. He was broken up with, and he didn't know how to handle that. And so a college basketball player was killed, and a friend of hers was killed because he didn't even know how to process being broken up with. And those stories go on and on and on. And so, again, one of the reasons why I'm standing up here is I'm so passionate about not only my players, but just the health of this generation. This generation is the generation that's going to be leading us. They're going to be taking care of us. And even within my players, I've got some that are going to be building buildings and being on TV and doing some miraculous things, but they need some guidance. And so I'm here before you standing, telling you to support the ministry so they can be God's hands and feet. Now, all of you won't be able to be on a campus every day, but your hands can help the feet that are able to be on a campus every single day. They need your guidance. They need us to be an example. They need your prayers. And I encourage you to give to the ministry. I encourage you to be an example. I encourage you, when you see those youth, to speak life to them and not let them get their worth from social media, what they look like, what they think they're supposed to be like. And so, again, I just love you all. I love this generation. They're the most powerful generation we have, and they're going to be taking care of us. So let's invest in the lives of them. And I think I've hit those 2 minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
Right on the money. Thank you.
All right, so as Grace said, my name is Dakota Lips. I'm a third-year biomedical engineering student at the University of Cincinnati. So I was raised in a household where God wasn't really an integral part of anything. We were kind of the nominal CEO Christians, Christmas and Easter. But there was really no, you know, real faith in the household. So I met Rebecca on my first year at UC. I met Rebecca, and she invited me to church. So I'm thinking, you know, I'll show up, you know, see what's going on. I'll just check it out. The first time I show up, I meet Dr. Steve. And right away, we hit it off. We, you know, both are huge interest in the medical field, and we started getting lunch together. It became a weekly thing. And he was discipling me with the one-to-one book. And through this time, I realized, you know, that I'm a sinner, and there's no way that I can reach heaven without, you know, in my own merit, that I needed a Savior, that I needed Christ. And so I confessed my faith in Jesus Christ, and I was baptized in the summer of 2014. Shortly after that, I, you know, began digging in my own faith and growing by myself. And one of the things I felt God was calling me to is to seek his mission. Matthew 28, the Great Commission. What's his mission? To spread the word of the gospel, make disciples of all nations. So as this happened, I saw opportunities open up in front of me, and he just led me and pulled me and picked me up and pushed me into these doorways. And before I knew it, I was the president of Every Nation Campus Ministries at UC. So but as president, that means that I'm kind of our liaison between, you know, the funding board and different things like that, and us as a campus ministry. But I also lead a life group on campus on a weekly basis. And I play a big role in our weekly large group meetings. But for me, the biggest takeaway is just being a part of other individuals' journey, whether they're coming to Christ, whether they're building their faith, you know, just seeing them turn away from sin and seek God above all else, and being a part of that journey for them, there's nothing greater.